This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The left and the Democrats have created an angry mob. The left and the Democrats have created an angry mob. Wait, what's that? Brooke Baldwin wants to weigh in on this? Brooke Baldwin from CNN, the Democrats and the left have created an angry mob. I mean, this is undeniable, right?
It's because I believe it's the overreaction of the left. When you see people like Ted Cruz getting chased out of restaurants by a mob.
You're not going to use the mob word here.
It's totally a mob. It is without a doubt. There's no other word for it. It's a
mob is what we saw in Charlottesville, Virginia, 2 Augusts ago.
No,
a mob is not what we saw chasing. I'm not saying what they did was right.
What about the people who were at the Supreme Court banging on the walls? What do you call that? Civil protest? Or is that a mob? I think it's easily a mob.
Yeah, and if there were Tea Partiers, we'd call it a mob for sure. Come on, let's be serious.
Let me move past the M word, because I do feel like that is part of the weaponization of what's happening now on the right. But at the same time, I think you do make a really interesting.
So I guess it's not an angry mob, or it is an angry mob. So if it is an angry mob, it's not an angry mob, though. I'm just trying to figure this out, because I see an angry mob, but Brooke Baldwin said it's not an angry mob.
Hey, Owen, real quick, I just wanted to say, that's a nice black tie you got there today, man.
What?
Yeah, that one.
This is not a black tie.
What?
This? Come on, guys, this is not a black tie. Come on. Come on.
It's definitely a black
tie. No, guys, stop it. This is not a black tie. I don't have a black tie on. Next thing you're going to say, I got a black jacket on, too, aren't you?
That's a black jacket.
Oh, my gosh. This is... Stop it, guys. Guys, come on. Let's get serious now. This is not a black tie. This is not a black jacket, okay? Let's just get serious. Of course, this is a joke because we see a leftist angry mob, and look how the media reports it.
They are protesting. They are not an angry mob.
We're not human. We're going to be polite.
Answer your question that you asked her. Is it mob behavior? No, it's
not.
Not a mob.
He's created this idea of a mob.
This is not a mob banging on the halls of Congress. Come on.
But calling them mobs in the way that the leader McConnell has done is just wrong.
It's just wrong. This is not a mob. This is not mob behavior. Ripping up signs, hitting women in the face, and hitting men and assaulting. This is not a mob.
In the Constitution, you can protest whenever and wherever you want.
That's right. Go into their houses where they sleep. Protest them there.
Put up the mob.
What is this, Brooke Baldwin? This is not a mob.
Math. This kind of racialized mob language, this kind of Nixonian law and order language that we're hearing. The angry mob, even though these were just peaceful protesters.
Republicans are running on this idea that the left is an angry mob.
Stop this. There's no mob. There's no anger.
When you come down on Brett Kavanaugh describing protesters as a mob.
Come on. These are not angry mobs. Look at these people getting angry and raged. That's not an angry mob.
Kill her 3-year-old child.
There's a male feminist just kicking a woman in the face. That's not an angry mob. Come on. This is ridiculous. There's no mob, folks.
It really is a nice-looking black tie.
This is not a black tie.
Done being polite.
These guys, this is not a... folks, these are not angry mobs. This is not a black tie. This is not InfoWars. This is not the Alex Jones Show, okay? Stop it with this angry mob nonsense.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, I'm a little confused right now because I saw an angry mob, but I was told it wasn't an angry mob, and someone said I had a black tie on, but it's not a black tie, and so I'm just a little confused and disoriented, and it's kind of depressing me, because I don't think I'm a racist, but they keep saying I'm a racist, and all of this stuff, so it's kind of got me down, and now they're trying to censor me.
Don't worry about what happened last time, man, but I just want to let you know, you tried the new InfoWars product, Happies, that might help out with your issues you got going on right now.
Happies, you say?
Happies.
Where could I find some of this Happies?
Well, maybe to your right. Right. Look down.
Oh.
Up. Sit down.
Wait, here it is, from InfoWars Live, Happies?
I believe that's the one.
All right, well, let me give this a try.
That. Put that on your tongue, swallow it down.
Okay, let me just, because, you know, I was called a lot of rude names by CNN in the break, and it's just got me feeling a little down, so maybe this happy is here that the crew is telling, let's see how this works. Tastes kind of like honey.
Maybe just one more for good keeping.
One more for good measure, you think?
Yeah.
For ultimate happies? I'm feeling better. You know what? I'm not a racist.
You're on the whole thing while you're at
it. I'm not a bigot. You want me to drink this whole bottle of Happies?
Just do it.
The crew wants me to drink this whole bottle of Happies right now. All right, here we go. Psych. All right, folks. Obviously, having some fun here on air, but the truth is the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com do work. They do have a positive effect, and if you give them a try, you will find that out. And personally, I'm someone that's just so, I mean, you could say high off life all day anyway, that something like Happies is not necessarily something that I plan on using or use. So for me, it's easier for me to kind of, you know, market products that I use every day, like Survival Shield X2 or a Brain Force or something like that. So I just wanted to find a fun way to market Happies, which is a new product at InfoWarsStore.com. But here's the good news. The entire InfoWars line of products, the entire InfoWars Life line of products right now at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off. You heard me correctly. The entire line of InfoWars Life products is 50% off. So if you're somebody that maybe needs a little pickup to your emotional or your mood every day, Happies could be for you. Give it a try. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now's the time to give it a test. Alpha Power, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Bodies, 50% off. The entire line of InfoWars Life products, all the great supplements, are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But that wasn't enough for Alex. He said, well, 50% off is only going halfway there. Let's go all the way. and let's go free shipping store-wide. So 50% off all InfoWars Life products, and then free shipping store-wide. So if you're not someone like me that takes like 15 pills a day, probably 12 of them are from InfoWars, Life.com, InfoWarsStore.com, depends on the day. And if you're somebody that doesn't, you know, do the supplements, there's ball caps, there's T-shirts, there's books, there's DVDs, there's all kinds of other stuff. Flags. You can go get a flag. So it's InfoWarsStore.com. You will find something. But if you've been on the fence about trying a product, now is the time to give it a go. With the entire line of InfoWars Life products, 50% off. This is the InfoWars Super Sale and free shipping store-wide. The savings are incredible right now, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, with free shipping, too, I think that now is the time to, you know, look at emergency food if you don't have it, because you save a ton of money on shipping with that. So check out the InfoWars Life line of select storable foods. Check out the air filter. Check out the water filter. These are heavier items that cost more to ship, but there's free shipping right now. So take advantage of that. And, you know, you'd hate to think that you need survival food, but, you know, we see what happens with hurricanes, power outages, storms, and then, I mean, who knows what the left is going to do when the red wave happens, folks, you know? I mean, they'd love to shut down commerce in this country. And then if they get power, they'll make us a socialist country, and then eventually they'll, you know, the means of getting food and water will just be shut down. That's what happens in a socialist country, you see? So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of 50% off. 50% off the entire line of InfoWars Life products and free shipping store-wide. It is incredible. Okay. You know, we should be making a bigger deal out of this. And so, guys, let's actually clip off this segment starting right now and go to this report. Just like you had a man who tried to do an act of terror, radical leftist terror on the 4th of July in Cleveland. That's right. Let's not forget, you had a radical leftist try to detonate a bomb on the 4th of July in Cleveland. He got arrested by the FBI. Now you have an individual arrested, and he was caught with a 200-pound bomb he planned on blowing up in New York to try to stop the election process. Here's a report from CBS New York. 12. We're going to have the clip.
Now to breaking news in Rockland County.
A man under arrest accused of planning to make a bomb. CBS News' Dick Brennan in our newsroom with the latest on this story. Dick?
Well, Christina Maurice, 56-year-old Paul Rosenfeld was charged in connection with making an explosive device in his Tappan home. He appeared in White Plains Federal Court this afternoon. Rosenfeld is accused of planning to blow up the device on the National Mall in Washington on Election Day. FBI Assistant Director in Charge William Sweeney Jr. says Rosenfeld allegedly made this plan to draw attention to his radical political beliefs. Today, law enforcement
radical
officials
leftist.
Raided his home. Investigators were seen packing up what appeared to the boxes of evidence from the scene. The 200-pound device Rosenfeld built was found in the basement of his home. Law enforcement agents also found a system for triggering such a device, as well as empty canisters of black powder. In the newsroom, Dick Brennan, CBS 2 News.
And so he was also making other bombs. He detonated other bombs. He was planning a mass casualty event, suicide event, with his 200-pound bomb on the D.C. Mall, as it was reported there. So, I mean, again, folks, this is radical leftist shooting up Republicans at a baseball practice, radical leftist assaulting Trump supporters in the streets, radical leftist just going crazy with acts of mob violence when a conservative speaker shows up in town or Trump gets inaugurated. Radical leftists plan a terrorist attack on the 4th of July in Cleveland. Radical leftists plan a terrorist attack on Election Day in D.C. Again, I say this. We are lucky that the radical left has not already killed one or hundreds or thousands of people in this country, because they've already tried multiple times. And eventually, it's going to get there. One of these radical leftists is going to detonate their bomb. One of these radical leftists is going to actually kill people when they go on a mass shooting. One of these radical leftists is going to accidentally kill someone when they hit him with a bike lock or something. What happens then? It's not an if. This is a when. You know why? Because we're not doing anything about it. We're not institutionalizing these mentally deranged people. The Department of Justice is nowhere to be found. Where's Jeff Sessions? I don't know. Bueller? Sessions? Bueller? So, it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. When is a radical leftist going to start killing people? They've already tried. Thank God they haven't been able to do it. But it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. When does a radical leftist pop off and actually get away with murder and a mass terror event? That's what's coming, folks. This is not a matter of if. This is a matter of when, and the Democrats have already said they're behind it, they want it, and they will back it up, and that it's justified. So the Democrats are a domestic terror organization.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, tons of powerful viral clips are coming out of Kanye West's meeting with President Trump in the Oval Office. Kid Rock was also meeting with President Trump today, as well as others. Jim Brown was there. I can't remember all the list of people that were there, but tons of people meeting with President Trump today, trying to get things done. The story is on InfoWars.com. Kanye talks guns, race, humanity, and the universe with Trump. Very powerful stuff. And just imagine how he's going to be attacked by the left for this. Oh, I love it.
Let the hate fill you.
That's the left right now. It's like they have this voice in their head of Emperor Palpatine.
Let the hate fill your soul. Hate everything. Hate America. Hate Trump. Hate Kanye.
And they just love it. They just love it. Because really, sadly, they hate themselves. But I'll try not to go into another psychology lecture here. I do want to say, the clips, though, I think that Harrison Smith is probably going to get to some of those clips on the War Room today. He's hosting the War Room for me today, which is InfoWars live programming from 3 to 6 p.m. Central. I usually host Harrison hosting for me today. And then I'll be back in studio tonight at 8 p.m. Central to 10 p.m. Central, where we are doing our extended live coverage leading up to the midterm elections. And while this is extended live coverage leading up to the elections, it's also us testing the waters to see if we're ready to launch new live programming, which really is going to be about how much funding we get from the super sale we have right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then, are you going to share the streams? Are you going to tell your friends and family? Are you going to tune in? Are you going to share them? Are you going to put them out on social media? Are you, you know, so this is kind of us testing the waters to see if we're ready to go to the next level of live broadcasting. And it's honestly, as everything around here, it's all determined by your support at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars.com and you spreading those links. So, having said that, let's get to a news blitz. Let's just go right into this violence again because, I mean, it's redundant, but it needs to sink in because of how real this issue is. This is the story we covered last segment. Man planned to blow self up with 200-pound bomb in D.C. on Election Day. Paul Joseph Watson has the story at InfoWars.com. Domestic terrorist was angry about the country's direction. Yeah, they hate America. They don't like America being successful again. And because they choose not to be a part of it, they're left out and left feeling left out and then acting enraged and hate-filled about it. That's the saddest thing. These people are leaving themselves out from making America great again. They could be part of it. They choose not to be. You left yourself out. It's like that bitter child that throws some temper tantrum and then decides not to go to the group on the field trip or to the group to the ball game or the amusement park because they had some little tiff that they got upset about. And then they're just mad and they hold it against everyone else even though it was their own fault. How about Eric Holder? Boy, this guy's a class act, isn't he? Says, when they go low, we kick them. And says that this is what the new Democrat Party is all about. No, he's right. He is right. The Democrat Party is all about domestic terror now. And Eric Holder's just letting you know. Steve Watson has the story at InfoWars.com. And Trump responded saying it's a disgrace. Even Michelle Obama. I mean, my gosh, you got to give people credit where credit is due. Even Michelle Obama is rejecting Holder's message, saying it's not good for the youth. So that's interesting. Maybe Michelle Obama, though, isn't in the criminal enterprise like Eric Holder is. You know, maybe she was able to keep her hands clean of all the dirtiness going on in the Obama administration, so she doesn't have to be an outright liar. But Eric Holder says when they go low, just kick them. And that's what the Democrat Party's all about. That's right. Eric Holder is 110% right. The Democrat Party is all about domestic terror. 110%. I'm telling you, the Democrat Party, I mean, this is a serious question. What is a bigger threat to America, our homeland, right now? Radical Islamic terror or Democrat domestic terror? That is a fair question. That is a real question. And I think it's probably Democrat domestic terror. Now, obviously, there's a lot of secret intel about the radical Islamic terror cells that exist in this country that are just waiting to be activated, like the one that got caught in New Mexico that nobody reported on, where they killed a kid and they were training kids to shoot up schools. Yeah. So, I mean, but these people are foaming at the mouth and their leaders are telling them to go out and commit acts of violence. So, I mean, seriously, this is a serious question. What is a greater threat to our homeland? Radical Islamic terror or Democrat domestic terror? I think right now it's probably Democrat domestic terror. But leave it to the left-wing media in this country to say that they're not an angry mob. Now, we played that clip over and over, so I'm not going to play it again, but that's what they're doing. Meanwhile, U.S. charges Chinese spy with stealing military secrets. So Dianne Feinstein is finally getting charged? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Hillary Clinton is finally getting charged? Oh, no. Okay, all right. I was just checking. It was a Chinese spy. But again, now notice when the spies and the operatives, the American operatives in China got caught, what did China do? Well, they tortured them and killed them. That's thanks to Hillary Clinton, maybe Dianne Feinstein. I mean, who knows? We don't get an investigation into Hillary Clinton's Chinese server. We don't get an investigation into Dianne Feinstein's Chinese spy. But when China gets our operatives, they, you know, jail them, torture them, or kill them. When we get a Chinese operative, we just send them out. Stolen Apple IDs in China lead to mobile payment pilfering. Well, let's see. China, the Chinese Communist government, has all of your data now. They have all of your data via Apple. So anyone acting in China that wants to get a hold of your data and steal it, they don't even have to be able to operate domestically, folks. So just understand that. Your data is now available for pilfering in China. In China. And since China owns all your data now, they can also sell it. And will sell it to any third party they choose, because you know why? When you clicked accept the terms and conditions for all the crap you ever downloaded on your iPhone or all the crap you ever downloaded on your Apple, now that became Apple's data. They own you. And they can now sell your data, and they have. And then they've moved their operations to China so that they don't get taxed and they don't have regulations stopping them from having slave-like labor forces making their products. And so that's what goes on. And it's incredible that we have people crying and moaning and complaining and protesting, oh, human rights violations in America, they're putting the kids in cages. Why don't you go to China for a day? Why don't you go to China for a day where, by the way, probably everything you're wearing was made, all the products in your home were made, and where Hillary Clinton and Dianne Feinstein sent classified information. Yep. Yes.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical.
It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
We're rolling B-roll right now. I think that, you know what, I'm not sure where that was, actually. I was going to say, I'm not going to say it, because actually I'm not sure, but basically, some radical leftist starts charging at a police officer. You can tell he's enraged, and he hops out of his, a police officer just walking across the street. I guess he's just on foot patrol or something, and he's getting a bite to eat or something. And this crazy guy hops up out of his chair on some patio and starts storming towards the police officer. And he doesn't take it for 1 second. He just drops him like a rock. Oh, it's so beautiful. Just look. Here comes the crazed leftist. Hey, you police officer, you're bad. You're racist. Boom. Sit down, son. You're under arrest. Look. I'm totally against police brutality. I'm totally against a police state. In fact, I'm against the drug war entirely. But police have a target on their chest, and if somebody's going to charge at anybody like that, you absolutely should be able to body slam them to the ground, whether it's a police officer or not. But the reason why I highlight this police officer is because they don't want the police to be able to do this. They don't want the police to be able to defend themselves. So if more of this happened, though, I think you'd have less people trying to attack the police. Like when I go to these leftist events and you have these scumbags screaming at police, spitting on them, insulting them, the police just sit there and take it. You know, maybe if one of them decided to take that riot shield and just give them a little knock them back 10 years like that body slam did, you think that guy's ever going to think about charging a police officer again or anybody? I doubt it. So I just want to say, let the police do their job. And if citizens in this country are going to get deranged and out of control, they need to be brought down for this country's good and for their own good. Now, let's get into some more news here. Pelosi's San Francisco named Poop Capital of America, on pace for record number of complaints. Oh, my gosh. This is a real quote. The number of unique poop complaints every year from 2011 to 2018 almost tripled from 5,600 complaints in 2011 to almost 21,000 complaints in 2017. My God. That's real. Poop complaints. Oh, my. Oh. Now, let's go to a clip of Diamond and Silk, who are about to be in a new movie where they do a funny sketch mimicking the poop complaint. Guys, go ahead and roll clip 14.
Well, why are you pressure washing the sidewalk?
Because they're dirty.
What's on the sidewalks that we need to be concerned about?
I mean, it's just feces and...
Feces?
Yeah.
What type of feces? Is it animal feces?
Both.
Both?
Human feces and animal.
Did you say human feces?
Yeah.
Like boo-boo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Folks, you can ask anybody that lives in San Francisco, or you can go to San Francisco. You know, you step outside. Let's say you want to smoke a cigarette after you eat your dinner. You step outside to smoke your cigarette. Right across the street, some bum drops their drawers, takes a dump, and then walks up the street. And then you're basically left to clean it up. Look at that poop bag. The entire city of San Francisco is basically a toilet. Thanks, Democrats. And now, just south of there, flea-borne typhus outbreak spreads to Long Beach. Whoa! Well, they had it in L.A., and now it's spread to Long Beach. Look, this is like a serious health concern. I mean, I can laugh about how out of control Democrat-run cities are with the poop on the ground and the needles and everything and the homelessness and the poverty and everything, but this is serious. I mean, folks, if they don't get this under control in California, they will have a biological hazard in just a few short years. That is not a joke. Flea-borne typhus outbreak. I mean, folks, this is ridiculous. Tuberculosis is on the rise. I mean, all of this crap. And it's because they have wide open borders. It's because they have needle programs, rampant drug use, no law and order. It's out of control. And you literally, like, you can't even live in San Francisco or LA. Do you really think you can walk around and take a dump on the streets of San Francisco without it having serious biological repercussions? Just think about this, folks. We don't even know, honestly, people don't even know the serious health concern that's going on right now. Where do you think all of this human fecal runoff ends up? It's all going to be pooled in some sick, disgusting... good God. Lord help California. It's such a beautiful state, and the Democrats have literally taken a dump on it. Hollywood rewrites its script to resist Trump in midterms. Well, they've been resisting Trump from the very beginning, But this is crazy. So they have some pack, the OMG WTF pack. And so Michael Avenatti, who I get, I mean, this guy, I guess, really thinks he's going to run against Trump. I mean, I invite you to. That's going to be, you'll lose. That could be a 50-0 in the electoral. I think he could win California, but he won't win another state. But he's now basically campaigning for this OMG WTF political action committee that supports Democrats. I mean, what? And then they try to tell you that there's going to be some blue wave. Michael Avenatti thinks he's running for president. Eric Holder just had an event. Obama just had an event. Combined, they didn't even have 1,000 people. Between Obama, Holder, and Avenatti this week, they didn't even have 1,000 people show up to their public speaking events. Donald Trump has had 100,000 people turn up to his last 4 speaking events. Let's just say 3. Let's just say 3. They get 3 events. They get Avenatti at OMG WTF. 5 people show up, maybe 10. They get Obama at a school in California, almost 1,000 people show up. They get Holder in, what was it, like a 5th grade classroom or something, 20 people show up. So they get 1,000 people for 3 major Democrats, Avenatti, Obama, and Holder. They get 1,000 people overall. Trump, in his last 3 events, has had over 50,000 people show up. And you think there's going to be a blue wave. You really see a blue wave, do you? I think you're sniffing the streets of San Francisco, if you know what I'm saying. American Music Awards ratings plummet to record low as entertainers push politics. Really, the overall story is just people are done with Hollywood and their culture and all the nonsense they push. But it's funny because Taylor Swift hosted this, and so people are saying, oh, it was Taylor Swift's politics and her comments that crushed the ratings. The ratings were already going to be down anyway. Taylor Swift didn't help, but isn't it convenient? And I'm not going to call out some other artists here that did this too, but I'm telling you, this is a pattern. Once these artists finish their North American leg of their tours, as soon as they play their last North American show, they all have come out and made a negative Trump comment or negative conservative comment. And it's usually pretty guarded. It's usually not very extreme, and you can tell it's probably tongue in cheek, and they maybe don't even mean it. But they figure, oh, I'm going to say this as I'm leaving North America, and I'll get some pub, I'll get some headline, and maybe I'll drum up some energy before I leave America. But so just understand that the ratings for the AMAs would have tanked anyway, whether Taylor Swift made those comments or not. But she only made those comments to get some sort of windfall to her tour as she leaves America and as she was about to host the AMAs. So it's all fake with these people, sadly. American flag backlash could hurt First Man at the box office. No, it's the anti-American sentiment coming from the Hollywood culture that's going to hurt the box office. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing with Taylor Swift. The AMA ratings were already going to be down because people are sick of the entertainment industry telling us how to think and feel and lying to us. Sick of the propaganda. Just like Hollywood. No one was going to go see First Man whether they put the American flag on the moon or not. More people will probably go because of the publicity that they even heard of it now. Nobody's going to movies. Nobody's watching Hollywood anymore. Nobody cares. We're sick of your propaganda. We're sick of your arrogance. We're done with you.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, it's incredible because Project Veritas has caught the Democrats admitting on tape that they staged domestic terror, bragging about it. We've caught Project Veritas, caught Google, YouTube, all of them admitting they censor, admitting they hate conservatives. They caught the IRS admitting they target conservatives. They caught other federal bureaucracies admitting they target conservatives and have politicized themselves. This is all caught on tape. This isn't rhetoric. The Democrats are now engaged in inciting domestic terror. That's just true. All this is true. This is our America today. And then Kanye West goes to the White House to visit President Trump. They have a great meeting. They hug. They shake it out. They have great talks. And the leftist media freaks out. Why? Because the black man is off their plantation. Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know about the left? They look at black people as their property. Just like they did during the slavery era. That's why Democrats fought for slavery. They said, you can't take my property. That black man is my property. So the Democrats fought for slavery. Thank God America won, the Union won, the conservatives won, Republicans won. But still to this day, the left looks at black people as their property. And so they say, Kanye West, you're a black man. You're our property. You vote how we tell you to. You think how we tell you to. And if you don't, Well, you're an illiterate Negro. That's Bakari Sellers' words on CNN, not mine. Or should we quote Tara Stetmeyer, Kanye West is a token black Negro? Again, not my words, CNN's. But doesn't that tell you everything you need to know about the left? They think black people are their property. They think gay people are their property. In fact, they honestly have the weird thing. They think everything is their property. They think America is their property, so they literally want to piss and crap on it. But as depressing and real as that is, and the Democrats trying to stage domestic terror, as real as all of that is, truth is, America really is coming back. I mean, most Americans are joining the Make America Great Again movement, and we are having victories. Now, we're still strides away from where I think we need to be, but we're getting there. I mean, we're actually going in the right direction now. America's coming together. All the racial division and all that crap is all lies. It's all mainstream media stuff. It's all leftist garbage. The real American people, actual Americans, are having great success right now, having great victories, and coming together. And the left wants to destroy all of it because they're so sad and miserable in their own pathetic existence. Not trying to be rude, I just call it like it is, ladies and gentlemen. And this story just came out from Paul Joseph Watson at InfoWarsStore.com. New study shows vast majority of non-white Americans reject political correctness. Now, that's fine. That's a study. But the real story is the vast majority of all Americans resist political correctness. We're all sick of this. So that's why Trump won. It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy. The radical left, honestly, is maybe 10% of this country, maybe 15-20 at the most. But because they're so loud, because they're so violent, because they're so hateful, they seem like they're a bigger group of people, very small group of people. They'll be left in the dust. They'll be left in the trash heap of history. They'll be left in the ash bin. That's their choice. That's their choice. But folks, I mean, I don't know what happens. They don't want to be a part of this. They just want to hate. They have no open mind. They have no tolerance. They're calling for domestic terror. They want it. I don't want it. I don't want to see a civil war, but I mean, I think we know how that's going to go. And the sad thing is, these radical leftists that have been so enraged and incited by the media and the Democrats, they think they're in the majority. That's a big false consensus that the media propaganda gives them, that they're in the majority, so they're justified and in the right. You're going to learn real quick. You're going to learn real quick how you're not even close to a majority. You're going to learn real quick how you were never in the right if you keep pushing this. Let's hit some more news here before we get into the fourth hour with Mike Adams. Manhattan DA drops part of Weinstein case. Now, it's funny, with all the outrage over Kavanaugh with, again, no evidence, you've got all kinds of evidence against Weinstein. They just dropped part of that case. No outrage from the left, not standing up for the victims of Harvey Weinstein. And by the way, I saw this coming a while ago. Rose McGowan, who I've reported negatively on, but I did say this a while ago, and it appears maybe the case. She might actually be the only real person from Hollywood in the Me Too movement, because she's basically calling it a fraud now. Because she got into it for real reasons, witnessed real abuse, was probably a victim of real abuse, knows what was going on, may have incorrectly pointed it at all men, but now she has seen how it's nothing but a political movement, and now she's even like, yeah, the Me Too movement's all fake. And I remember seeing it when she originally came out about this stuff, because she was actually saying real stuff and calling out the double standards, and then got totally ignored. And then got pushed aside. And so now she's coming out like, yeah, it's basically a sham. So they don't cover Rose McGowan anymore. She used to be one of the big leaders of the Me Too movement. Now that she realized it's all politicized and it's all double standards and the Democrats are just using it for a political reason, she's like, okay, you're going to push me out of it now? Yeah, there's the story. Actress Rose McGowan, who triggered Harvey Weinstein's downfall, now claims the Me Too movement is all bullcrap. I'm censoring myself. And a lie to make lily-livered Hollywood types feel better. Bingo! See, and that's it's like the same thing with Candace Owens. Like, whenever you get involved in a political movement for a real reason, and then the left gets control of it, and then the left tries to control you, and then if you disagree with the left, they push you out or they try to set you up, and then they use you as a tool. That's what that's when Candace Owens became a conservative. And I'm not saying Rose McGowan's going to be a conservative, but she saw the Me Too movement for what it was. She was actually in it for the right reasons, so that, you know what they had to do to her? Bye, Rose. You're out. Sorry, you're in it for the right reasons. We're in it for political reasons. Get out, Rose. So now she calls it out. Elon Musk denies James Murdoch is a favorite to become Tesla chairman. I remember seeing this in real time. I think it was RT. I don't remember, but somebody published the story. James Murdoch is set to become the Tesla chairman. And within a minute, Elon Musk replied on Twitter saying this is fake news. So that's fun. In the age of Trump, Tucker Carlson's ship has come in at Fox News. This is according to the Los Angeles Times. Tucker Carlson's new book topples Woodward from number one on New York Times bestseller list. The real headline is here. Tucker is coming of age and becoming so popular at the ripe age of 49 because he's real. Because he tells it like it is. That's what people want. Because he's not politically correct. And look, I didn't even know. I saw Tucker Carlson's new book on the Tucker Carlson show. I didn't see it promoted anywhere else. I think he was a guest on maybe The Five or maybe Outnumbered or something to promote his book. But Woodward's book's everywhere. Woodward's book gets publicized and promoted on every news outlet. Everyone knows about Woodward's book. But guess who outsold Woodward? Tucker Carlson. That's because Tucker is real. And that's because the blue wave is not. All right. Quick headlines here. You know what? I won't even get into this stuff. But if you're into the paranormal, folks, if you're into the paranormal, it's out there. And I never cover the paranormal stuff because I like giving the audience something they can sink their teeth into. And usually it's tougher with aliens and paranormal. Folks, not anymore. It's like, there's so much to sink your teeth into now with the paranormal and alien stuff, but we won't get involved with that. Mike Adams is going to take over here in the fourth hour. He's got a lot of stuff coming up when it comes to the Democrats trying to incite a civil war. But folks, before I sign off, please remember InfoWarsStore.com. And please remember InfoWars.com/show. That's the key. InfoWars.com/show. People don't know where to find us. They don't know. They think since we got erased off social media, we don't even exist anymore. That just shows you the power and the mind control that social media now has on this country. That somehow that's the reality when no, it's not. No, we still exist. So InfoWars.com/show is where you can always find our live programming. But folks, please remember InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off. 50% off the entire line of InfoWars Life supplements. 50% off the entire line of InfoWars Life supplements. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, 50% off. Go order 10 tubes of Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. You'll be set for years, and you just saved a bunch of money. You've been on the fence about trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion that I drink every morning? Go get it for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I drink it every morning. It's part of my morning routine. And then I take a bunch of supplements from InfoWarsStore.com, like the Real Red Pill. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off the entire InfoWars Life product line, and then the entire InfoWars.com store. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, including heavy items, emergency food, water filters. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, folks.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.